This is the Jewish News Podcast in association with Genesis Philanthropy Group, supporting Jewish communities worldwide. I'm Jack Mandel, and coming up on this program. Many will have watched Azim Rafiq's harrowing testimony to Parliament, as he spoke about the racism he had endured as a cricketer. But then it emerged he had made hateful comments of his own about Jews. He speaks to us now to apologise. Azim Rafiq had plenty of success in his cricketing career as a spin bowler for Yorkshire, but his impact on the sport grew further this week after he spoke of his experiences of racist abuse when he played for Yorkshire, firstly between 2008 to 2014 and then from 2016 to 2018. He appeared at a Digital Culture, Media and Sport Select Committee hearing on Tuesday.
From the offset, what I wanted to do is try and talk about the institution, try and talk about what I went through, and try and present my evidence in a way that it can be seen as, look, there's things that are not right and we can really all learn from it. And what's happened to me has happened. It'll never change. But my aim was to try and see if my experience can help others. End of 2017, we had a really difficult pregnancy. And through that time, the treatment that I received from some of the club officials were inhuman. They weren't really bothered about the fact that I was at training one day and I get a phone call to say there's no heartbeat. Sorry.
But on Thursday, the Times newspaper revealed a series of messages he exchanged with another cricketer on Facebook a decade ago. In the messages, they joke about how another colleague is reluctant to spend money. He is a Jew, the 19-year-old Azim Rafiq wrote. He later added, "Only Jews do that sort of shit." Since the revelations were published, he said he was deeply ashamed. "I began by asking Azim Rafiq why people in the Jewish community should believe his apology."
Well, look, first and foremost, again, I want to reiterate how sorry I am. As soon as it was brought to my attention, I felt sick to my stomach. I'm very angry with myself, to be honest. I think it's completely up to the community. But I just hope that they can see that I am genuinely sorry and about the comments. And the hurt that it's caused.
But there are many people in the Jewish community who have seen other apologies from other players, including your former colleagues, and they would ask, why is your apology any different?
Well, look, I mean, I said on Tuesday, and I've always said that if you apologise, you should get a fair chance. But obviously, I think in all cases, it's for the victims to decide that. I don't think I'm in any position to be asking the Jewish community on how they feel. All I can do is do my best, which I will continue to do, to show them that I am sorry, and spend time to understand and learn and educate myself.
Yesterday, Dave Rich of the Community Security Trust, after your apology, said that the original comments you made were quite common. And I was wondering if you were aware of how common they were. And do you think that this is a more widespread phenomenon in the community that you grew up in?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I haven't really integrated much with the Jewish community in the past. I've only been around cricket all my life. I don't recall having a teammate from the Jewish community, and I don't feel that it is that common in there. But again, as I said on Tuesday, sometimes when things affect you, you remember it a lot more clearly than when it doesn't. And clearly, I was completely out of order. And to be honest, I deserve all the flack that I get for it.
You just said that when things affect you, you might remember it a bit more. In light of this, can you understand why, for example, Michael Vaughan might say he might not remember what he said?
Completely. I've said that from the offset, and he probably doesn't remember it. It was a long time ago, and it doesn't affect him directly. All I can do is talk about myself, and from the minute I was made aware, I wanted to apologize, and yeah, just hopefully in time, and I don't expect it to be quick, but in time the Jewish community can forgive me.
Do you feel anti-Semitic attitudes are widespread within parts of the Muslim community?
Again, it's something I'm not really that aware of, if I'm being perfectly honest. Yeah, I don't really know. I don't want to go into details that I'm not that aware of. As I said, it's I made a mistake, and I really don't want to make any excuses around that. And I want to front up, apologize, and hopefully spend some time with the Jewish community to, yeah, to learn.
You say you don't really know. Do you think that's down to a lack of education or a lack of knowledge or something else?
Yeah, I think a lack of integration is what springs to my mind first up. I've never spent any time around Jewish people. I don't think for any other reason but the fact that all I've done is play cricket all my life. I wouldn't even say I've spent that much time around my own community, because all I've done from a young age when we moved from Pakistan is just play cricket. But I think I would put it down to a lack of integration.
Do you think you can use this experience, which has obviously been very difficult for you, to change attitudes within the Muslim community and indeed within the Jewish community about other communities as well? You could perhaps encourage more engagement between the two.
I hope so. I hope so. I think again, it's for. I don't think I should be the one deciding what happens. I think it's up to the Jewish community, but I would like to. I think, as I've said on the experiences that I've gone through, it's I see it as an opportunity for all minorities, and I just think we should all unite together and sit on one table and actually fight for the cause that I'm fighting for. Hopefully it doesn't derail the cause. But I think whatever sort of happens, I said yesterday, I'll own up to any mistakes that I've made. Whatever happens to me on a personal capacity is not that important. But I think the cause is bigger, and hopefully, I'm hoping that with the Jewish community on board, that we're going to make sure that these things change.
Are you concerned that the events of yesterday have pulled back the cause at all? Do you think people are going to use it to discredit what you've done?
Look, I think people discredit me. I think it could affect me, but I don't think it sh I don't think and I don't think it will, and I don't think it should affect the cause. Actually, if anything, I think it keeps the conversation right at the forefront of everyone's minds. And if we can get together and actually sit on the same table and work together, I really think we can smash the cause and win, get the win there. But I think the only thing that it could affect is me personally.
And how is it affecting you personally?
But to be honest, I'm just angry at myself. Just really angry at myself. Because it's actually not the view that I have anywhere. I've actually been speaking to my community at large over the last 18 months. And the main thing I've said is how I've been left on my own by my own community, and that we should be using the Jewish community as an example to how to stick together. So it's disappointing. I'm just angry with myself.
Going back to the original remarks you made 11 years ago,
Do you remember why you made them and your thought process at the time? Why you would say such a thing?
I really don't. I obviously they got brought to my attention. I don't recall what was happening around that time with me, but I just wanted to make sure that I didn't use, and I didn't. I don't want anything that was happening, whatever that was happening with me, or I don't even want to go into more because I don't want any sort of excuses for what I've done. It's wrong in every way, shape, or form. I'm incredibly sorry, and I just hope that over time that people can forgive me for the hurt that I've definitely caused, especially when I've had so much support from the Jewish community in the cause.
Do you think if you came across casual anti-Semitism in the future, you would call it out? Do you think you'd feel bold enough to do that now?
Without doubt, without doubt. It's like I said, I'm gonna try and educate myself even more, and anything that I see that is anti-Semitism, anything that I see, I will call it out, no matter what, if that involves someone close to me or not. Hopefully people can see that I am a different person to when I played cricket. There's a lot of things I regret from when I played cricket, a lot of mistakes, and clearly that's one of them which has been brought to the world's attention. Oh, I deserve everything that the Jewish community wants to throw at me, really, to be honest.
You mentioned that you were happy to sit on the same table as people within the Jewish community and speak to them and educate yourself. How are you planning to do that? Who are you going to meet?
Well, look, I've reached out to a few people, and hopefully that's going to happen in private, very quickly. But it's important that they run it and they decide when, as opposed to me. As I've expressed, I'm really sorry, and I just want to get that across.
Do you feel as a sports person, you have an added responsibility to speak out about these things, given the likes of Marcus Rashford have used their platform to share stories of social inequality?
Yeah, look, it's something that I want to do and will continue to do. I've got a massive responsibility now, and like I said, I don't. As the main thing I want to sort of, it's not about me, but I will keep fighting the cause. I set out for a cause, and regardless of sort of what my actions does to me, I want to make sure that the cause is not derailed. Yeah, and I just want to just keep fighting that.
Before you spoke at this week's select committee, did you have any thought that something like this might come up?
Not at all, not at all. I wasn't, like I said, made aware of it yesterday morning. To be honest, like I said, it actually brings the cause right to the forefront, and it just shows how far we've got to go still. And the same way I about the things that I talked about, I felt that an apology and an acceptance deserves a second chance, and I see it as an opportunity for the game to reset and go forward in a better direction. And when I've fallen out of line, I think it's important that first and foremost I own it and apologise, and from now on that will hopefully show people that I don't share them views.
How does it feel to have Jewish community leaders coming out and saying that your apology seems sincere and that they were moved by your testimony this week?
Oh, I'm just, like I said, I'm grateful that they see that I is sincere, and I want to make sure I go to that in person as well. Look, as I talked about on Tuesday, racism has broken my life, really, slowly, and I didn't even realize it. And for the, I have to have said something that's hurt another community is something I'm really sorry about. I want to apologize to you, your colleagues and as well for giving me a chance to apologize because you didn't have to.
There have been multiple people who have been accused of sharing racist comments, and a lot of them, as I mentioned before, have said that they don't remember, and you have said the same. You said that you couldn't remember what you wrote, and at the select committee, nothing came to your head beforehand. You weren't worried about something coming out because you didn't also recall it. So there would be some people that might accuse you of hypocrisy. What would you say to those people?
Look, I genuinely don't recall it, but that doesn't mean anything. That is not an excuse. That's just me being really honest. But I am different to others. I hope that I'm owning up. There is no getting around it or anything from my point of view. And as I've said, my actions over the weeks and months coming will prove that that I am sincerely sorry for every bit of hurt. It was a long time ago, and I think, as I said, for other people as well, that when it doesn't directly affect you, you don't remember it as much.
Yesterday on Twitter, after this story broke, "Jews don't count" was trending on social media, and that's, I don't know if you've heard of the book by David Baddiel under the same name, "Jews Don't Count," and it's essentially saying that when it comes to anti-Semitism, people don't hold it to the same standard as other forms of racism. They overlook it, and they don't see it as racism. What would your thoughts be about this, given the experience of the last 24 hours? Do you recognise that anti-Semitism is the same thing as racism, and would you know how to identify it in the future?
Well, it's unacceptable. It's totally unacceptable in the same way that any other racism is. I will learn and educate myself with the Jewish community to learn more about it. But anything that I remotely think is even close to anti-Semitism, I will call it out. I will stop it. I will try and educate myself and make sure that I don't allow this.
Azim Rafiq speaking to me earlier this week, and apologies there for the poor quality of the line in places. That's it from Jewish News Podcast in association with Genesis Philanthropy Group. Through its partners, GPG is working to support the growth of Jewish community life in the UK and worldwide. To find out more, visit www.gpg.org. All that's left for me to do is thank my guest Azim Rafiq, Leo Mindell and Michael Daventry for their work in post-production, and you for listening. Please do subscribe to the show in your podcast application. That way you'll hear any previous episodes or be informed when new episodes become available. Don't forget that for more information on any of the stories that we've featured, you can always go to jewishnews.co.uk. If you'd like to comment, then we'd love to hear from you on editorial@jewishnews.co.uk. From me, Jack Mindell, do join us next time here on the Jewish News Podcast. Goodbye.